Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 23rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of real estate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Q&A with Kirsten Elliott, CEO and President of Community Housing Network. Kirsten Elliott, CEO and President of Community Housing Network, brings over two decades of experience and a deep personal commitment to affordable housing. Throughout her tenure, she has overseen the development of landmark affordable housing communities like Unity Park and Jefferson Oaks. Recognized as a 2019 Notable Woman in Real Estate, Elliott is actively involved in statewide housing initiatives. With 60% of people experiencing homelessness having jobs, the issue of housing affordability continues to be a challenge nationwide. In Michigan, 42% of households struggle to meet basic needs, highlighting the urgency of the situation. Recent proposed cuts to federal and state funding for affordable housing programs could have a catastrophic impact. Early interventions are crucial in preventing homelessness, but more investment is needed. Policy changes, investments in affordable housing, and support from business and civic leaders are essential in addressing homelessness and housing insecurity. State Roundup. Maryland ranks number one in federal job losses since January. Despite delays and cost hikes, Purple Line is on track. Public school facilities in need of repair, report says. Maryland continues to lead the nation in federal job losses, with 2,500 jobs lost in August alone, bringing the total to 15,100 since January. The Purple Line project faces significant delays and cost overruns, now expected to open in late 2027, at a total cost of $9.5 billion. A report highlights the urgent need for repairs in Maryland school facilities. Governor Wes Moore is betting on quantum computing as a key industry for economic growth. Nearly 300,000 Marylanders will face a 13.4% average premium rate increase for health insurance in 2026. The National Blue Ribbon Schools program, loved by Maryland educators, has been ended by the federal government. Governor Moore responds to concerns about the Francis Scott Key Bridge replacement cost and schedule. Maryland Democrats criticize the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live as censorship. Home sales are slowing in Maryland, particularly in densely populated areas. State health officials issue a blanket prescription for the COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the choice up to residents. Baltimore City introduces a bill to regulate the growth of dollar stores in specific neighborhoods.
Trinity Street Capital Partners announces the expansion of its non-recourse construction and permanent finance program with loan amounts up to $250 million, up to 85% of cost. Trinity Street Capital Partners has expanded its non-recourse construction and permanent finance program, offering loan amounts up to $250 million, up to 85% of cost. The program now includes non-recourse construction loans for multifamily, industrial, and self-storage properties, as well as office, retail, and hospitality properties. Interest rates start at 30-day LIBOR plus 2.50%. Trinity Street Capital Partners is gaining traction with its construction lending program as traditional banks remain cautious. The firm is now securing major deals nationwide by combining its construction lending with bridge and permanent finance programs. For more information, visit their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.